This is Lewis Navalier. It is Thursday, May 14th. Well, folks, the stock market had a little bit more volume on the downside on Wednesday, so today we're having some follow-through on that. And so I have to watch and monitor this volume. If it continues to build, that means the selling will continue. But hopefully the volume will dissipate and the selling will exhaust itself. But this sell-off that we've seen since Wednesday is really tied to David Tepper. He was interviewed by CNBC yesterday. Just so you know, he's a very successful stock picker, Appaloosa Hedge Management. He's now a family office. He doesn't take new clients anymore. He moved to Florida, bought the Carolina Panthers, but he does know what he's talking about when it comes to stock market. And yesterday he commented that Amazon, Google, and Facebook were fully valued. And if you add Apple, Microsoft to those three stocks, there's five stocks that control 20% of the S&P 500. So, little bubbles being pricked out there, and there are other bubbles out there. I mean, in my opinion, Tesla's still a bubble because it's being boosted by the NASDAQ 100. So one of the dark sides of index investing is it creates bubbles. In fact, I can go back to March of 2000. 54% of the S&P at that time ended up in seven giant tech stocks. And a lot of the outrageous multiples in the S&P and the tech industry at that time were attributable to the heavy tech weight. So people have to realize that when they're buying indices, they're blowing bubbles, and sometimes these stocks have to be pricked. We don't own any of these bubble stocks, so we're okay. But sometimes they throw the baby out with the bathwater, and they're hitting the dividend stocks now as well as the growth stocks. So this is a more of a broad-based sell-off today. So the key is, will the volume dissipate soon, and how fast will the good stocks bounce right back? So I don't want you to worry because, you know, I have very strong sales earnings associated with my companies. Our stocks are usually like fresh tennis balls, they'll bounce right back. So I'm not too worried, but, you know, I got to ride through these ups and downs just like you do. So I just want to give you that update. Now, there were some positive things that happened this week. We had very successful treasury auctions, lots of bidders. The bid-to-cover ratio rose, so treasury yields are still very, very low. The 10-year Treasury is teetering on cracking 0.6%, which would be very bullish for all those dividend stocks that are bargains today. So money's going to pour back in the market just simply because it yields more. But right now, the market's still reacting. Now, the first quarter earnings announcement season is largely over. I'll have a couple stragglers next week. But so far, so good, and I'm very, very happy with all my results. So the main thing we have to watch is the volume. We want the market to start to consolidate some of its gains. I think we're going to have fewer leaders going forward. And the other thing we have to watch is just how fast we recover. Now, the market did get a little bummed out today that new jobless claims were 2.98 million, down slightly from the previous week. But in the last 8 weeks, 36.5 million people filed for unemployment. And the real unemployment rate is probably close to 20%. So what's happening is these states are supposed to be reopening, but we're not seeing any of the unemployment figures yet. So the faster we reopen, the better things will be, and the faster we'll recover. Now, there's an interesting incident in Michigan happening today in Lansing, Michigan. There was a lot of protests because, you know, people want to go back to work. But there's a big police present in case the protests get a little on the rowdy side, I guess. So there's just a big revolt against the stay-at-home orders. You know, obviously the Michigan governor allowed the auto plants to reopen. And there's just pressure that other businesses want to reopen as soon as possible. So I think this is good for America. You know, the fact that people want to work is a good thing. The fact the government doesn't want them to work is another. However, you know, government also kills itself on its revenue. And there are states like New Jersey just noticed they lost 60% of their revenue. So they're starting to reopen. So interesting times. Hopefully, you know, we'll have more good news than bad news. But this week, there was a lot of confusion. Dr. Fauci didn't inspire confidence because, you know, he's always, you know, commenting that the virus could come back. It could spread in the fall. The Fed chairman, when he talked, he didn't inspire confidence either. He used some buzzwords that get people excited. He can be quoted out of context, but he's also calling for more fiscal stimulus. And the House, again, is working on a stimulus package, but it's full of pork. So who knows if that's going to go anywhere. So, you know, it's interesting times we're in right now. And all I can tell you is that our best defense will be a strong offense of fundamentally superior stocks. That's what I specialize in. So I would encourage you to be patient right through this just a bit. So that's your update. Now, I'll keep updating. These podcasts are in fast market conditions. But the bottom line is we have a little follow through from Wednesday, and now we've got to see volume dry up. And the good stocks like we have exhibit relative strength and bounce right back. There are some stocks exhibiting relative strength today. I should add that Clorox looks okay. Costco looks okay. So there is some pockets of strength out there. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Take care, everybody. I know these gyrations can get to you, but I'm here to walk you through everything and make sure it makes sense of what's happening, and our stock should be bouncing back here faster than everybody else. So I'm going to ride through this. Take care.